case you missed her literary genius, Corey Richens is back in the news and already embroiled in another legal battle over, you know, this time, what do we got here going on? Two counts of
this is fraud charges, the insurance.
Oh, okay.
And mortgage application.
How surprising that she'd be involved in something unscrupulous. That she seems she seems like somebody who's really on the up and up on most things.
Good Lord.
Of course, there's the legal battle over the death of her husband in 2022. She's facing these a new array of charges related to the fraud. It's according to Court TV. In a startling turn of events, Richards finds herself confronted with two counts of mortgage fraud, two counts of insurance fraud, and three counts of forgery, as revealed in recently obtained court documents. The saga began last year when Richards faced charges of aggravated murder and the other offenses in connection with the untimely demise of her husband, Eric Richards. However, the legal landscape has expanded now. Unveiling this other web, prosecutors allege that Richards, in a bid to secure financial gain, misrepresented her financial standing in mortgage applications. According to court filings, she purportedly claimed inflated account balances, painting a false picture of being financially stable. In one incident detailed in court documents, Richens allegedly stated a balance of $210,898 in her credit union account when the actual figure stood at about $15,000.
Oh, that's going to raise some flags,
it's a
kids.
Slight difference there in terms of what. What gets me, though, about some of these institutions is it's like, just write it down and we're going to take you at your word. Like, there's so many things that we cross check these days, but like things like this, it's like, that could like have massive impact. It's like, oh, okay, you say it's like a signature. Signatures are just so fucking stupid. It's like
they are. Like, why but, we- you know, here's the thing. People like you and I they're going to look at let's say our balance got to zero. They're going to nail us with that overdraft charge, no problem. Yep. There's no way that we can falsify documents and say, no, we really had $1,000 in the bank. Yeah. Somebody like her, there's just so much money floating around. They're like, whatever.
Yeah. Another mortgage application reportedly claimed the account balance of $702,831.
Oh my God.
That's quite, I mean, bad on the bank for not like looking into this and going, we'd like to see some statements, please.
Well, yeah. What happened to that?
Or there's ways they can digitally confirm those sort of things. Just Corey Richens writing it down. Again, it's like a signature. It's like, well, there's a squiggly line. This must mean something. It doesn't mean shit, anybody.
No,
doesn't mean anything. It's like people raising their hand and swearing that they're telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. It doesn't mean shit.
No, they're lying. You know,
it doesn't.
There's very few people who just take that seriously, you know?
It doesn't fucking mean shit. Further exacerbating the situations, Richards is accused of fraudulently applying for life insurance for her husband and forging his signature. This accusation suggests a calculated attempt to exploit her husband's demise for financial gain, you think? Authorities assert that Eric Richards met his tragic end due to Corey Richards' actions, alleging she administered a lethal dose of fentanyl, surpassing five times the lethal dosage, effectively ending his life. After the husband, in the aftermath of the husband's death, it took a peculiar turn as Richards then authored that self-published children's book about grief. The drama continuing to cast some light on the complexities surrounding Richards' actions. Not surprised by any of this.
You know, not that I would take part in bank fraud or mortgage fraud, but kind of want to just try it and see what goes. You know, I'm not going to. I mean,
statement of the day is brought to you by not that I want to take part in mortgage fraud or bank fraud, but I kind of want to try it.
I kind of want to try it just to see, does that actually work?
Well, it's
I say that my balance is $702,000, and you know, and they'll go, oh, okay, cool.
They might, and then you'll get the loan that you can't afford, and then you'll go into debt on that and default, and then everyone will do that, and then you'll have 2008 all over again.
Yeah, you're right.
Which is exactly what happened then, except people were being honest of what they had, and the bank still said, here's $1 million. You work at McDonald's? You have $50 in the bank? Well, let me give you a $500,000 loan for that home that you're really wanting, because everybody deserves a home. Everyone deserves to be a homeowner. Why don't you go get yourself that home? Oh, yeah, and the monthly payments, they're going to be about $3,000 a month. What do you make a month? $1,500? Oh, that's no problem. That'll work out well. We're LendingTree.com. We'll lend to anybody just for the fuck of it. No, that was that, but that's how it was back then. There was LendingTree ads on everything.
It was, and I can tell you for a fact, my ex, whom you know, he fabricated the value of his home for a loan. I know that for a fact because he laughed because they approved it.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised that he did that. And I'm not surprised that the banks approved it either. And then at the end of the day, it's like, well, how do we get into this mess? I don't know.
How do you think?
Incompetency? A little really? But there you go. If she doesn't get, convicted on the murder charges, well, she'll probably be away for a little while, at least on insurance fraud.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.